This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number two of VSiN Prime Time, alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. Game three of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Sunrise, Florida. Last year, of course, Matt, the Edmonton Oilers fell 3-0 against the Florida Panthers, won three straight before ultimately the Panthers were able to win Game 7. And it has been as entertaining as advertised through the first two games. Overtime in Game 1, overtime in Game 2, a comeback in Game 1 to force overtime, a goal with 18 seconds to go in order to force overtime in Game 2. So we will see what's in store for us tonight. You have a small play in this one.
I do. I've got an Oilers series bet, but I'm not as optimistic about the Oilers as I was when this series started. You get some injuries, and really, Sergei Bobrovsky, the goalie for the Florida Panthers, has been so much better at home than he has been on the road. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a lower scoring game tonight. But again, Oilers series bet. Tonight I played Panthers minus 135. And Tim, it's going to be a tough act to follow this game three tonight, because the first two games of the series, about as good as it gets. Edmonton with the comeback in game one, wins in overtime. Florida Panthers win game two in overtime. And it certainly feels like we're headed for a seven-game series. But the betting market, a lot of strong support for the Panthers tonight, and I can see why.
Yep, and right now as we look at it, and you've got it on your screen if you're watching with us, we've got tons of radio affiliates across the country, so we'll tell you about it. Minus 140 here at Circa. If you're looking to get in on the Edmonton Oilers, there was a plus 130, but it felt like maybe that price was too good for some pros to pass, because that number is now gone. So it's now plus 125. Circa, actually, Matt, as we do the old live look over our shoulders here, they've got the best price in the market if you're looking to bet the Oilers, plus 126. Penny saved or penny earned, right? You get that extra penny here at Circa, plus 126. And the total sits at 6.5, juiced under, minus 120. So believe it or not, despite games one and two, Matt, going over, this game has actually seen a little bit of under money come in. And you do wonder, for those, you know, pros that help shape the market, if they believe maybe the number has gone too far, because game one was actually 6 juiced over. And now here we are, 6.5, minus 20 to the under.
I just feel like it's when you have a team that's so good defensively like the Panthers, with an elite goalie and Sergei Bobrovsky. I know how explosive Edmonton can be with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, but it's so tough to play over a total of 6.5.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised to see a little bit of sharp money coming in under.
First period, we'll keep an eye on this. This was a very small play from our guy Ian Cameron. He did like the over. Right now, market sitting at around minus 140 or higher. DraftKings looks to be your best price if you do want to play the over, minus 140. If you're looking to bet the under, it looks like our friends over at the Westgate Superbook, Matt, have plus 125 to the under here at Circa, around plus 122 or so. So
Westgate also had the cheapest price on the favorite. I think that might still be true. If you
minus $1.35.
Yeah, $1.35 if you like the Panthers. That's your best price out there.
So there you go. We will have the game on the main screen here. Maybe some in-game opportunities to bet. I thought it was interesting, and I'll reiterate this. Ian Cameron gave some pretty good advice regarding a team that kills a power play, look for them to score the next goal. I thought that was some pretty interesting advice there from the Canadian kid, Ian Cameron. So some in-game angles we'll certainly keep our eyes on when it comes to this one. Once again, 6.5 juiced under is going to be the consensus total, Matt, minus 120 to the under. And we'll call it a minus 140 Florida for the favorite. Look around. You could save a couple pennies depending on who you're looking to bet. Plus 125 or so seems to be the consensus price on the Edmonton Oilers. Let's get them updated, Matt, on the college baseball going on. If you're wondering, these are the matchups heading into the College World Series. It's like any bracket, right, where you know the matchups. It's not going to be reseeded. So in one bracket on the left side, it'll be Coastal Carolina versus Arizona and Oregon State versus Louisville. One of those four teams will play for the championship. Mm-hmm. That's the way the bracket breaks down. And then on the other side of the bracket, you've got UCLA versus the winner of Duke Murray State, which is right now tied at 2. And then how about the fact that Arkansas and LSU, think about this for Arkansas. one of the betting favorites heading into the NCAA tournament. They have gotten no breaks. They had to play Tennessee, who was the 14 seed coming out of the regionals, and now they have to play LSU, who almost, of course, got upset in their own regional against Little Rock, and instead they prevailed in that winner-take-all. They smashed West Virginia, and you've got Arkansas and LSU, the two SEC teams, going head-to-head on Saturday night in Omaha. That's going to be an awesome atmosphere. Yeah.
You got to favor Arkansas a little bit in that. I thought the Hogs took it to the Vols over the weekend, and we talked about this on the air last week. LSU was lucky to escape Little Rock.
Down 5-1.
Yeah, in that series, and found a way to get it done. I thought there was a controversial called third strike when Little Rock had a rally going late in that game, too, to kind of help out LSU a little bit. But it's also, you know, from the Arkansas perspective, you're playing conference teams. You'd probably like to see somebody from outside the SEC, yeah, right? You know, here's an interesting trivia question. Got from Johnny Gomes last night. We're playing at a Greg Maddux poker tournament. There's another name drop, Greg Maddux. We're up here with Derek Stevens up at the Legacy Club last night.
Tom Glavin, John Smoltz. I'm just going to throw names out there. Okay.
Steve Avery. Bobby Cox. Leo Mazzoni. No, just kidding. Not all those guys were there last night.
But, Jones.
Right, Johnny Gomes threw a very interesting trivia question out there. How many baseball Hall of Famers are SEC products?
Oh, wow.
You look at the SEC, you think the Premier Baseball League, probably have a bunch of Hall of Famers.
I feel like the number's low if he's going to be asking that question. I doubt it's right. Zero?
I guess five.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Gomes said the number is two.
Wow.
SEC has produced two baseball Hall of Famers. That's going to be surprising.
Well, Frank Thomas, that's dumb. I'm an idiot. Frank Thomas went to Auburn, so that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the other is.
I don't know who the other one is either. We were talking about it, but we talked about a lot of things. I forget who the second player was. But see, somebody like Roger Clemens doesn't count because Texas was not in the SEC
that's
at
true,
the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, Matt. I just got a text from a buddy who was like, you watching these baseball games? Like, yeah, I enjoy them. He's like, how about the year for the independents? Because Notre Dame making the run to the national championship, Oregon State, an independent in baseball for one year.
Mm-hmm.
And they are headed to the College World Series. They had great atmospheres up there in Corvallis. I'll say this, Matt. You know, Duke, probably not the best case for it, but you look around, whether it was Arkansas this weekend, whether it was Oregon State, these super regional sites, the atmospheres that you saw. LSU is always tremendous atmosphere. UNC, despite the loss, very good atmosphere. The super regionals are arguably my favorite because the home atmosphere at some of these spots, and it doesn't not just have to be the SEC. Some mm-hmm. of these spots, it's just phenomenal. It's really cool to see. I'll tell you what, the atmosphere over the weekend, the first two games, I should say, in Oklahoma City looked like a college basketball environment. It was loud there in OKC, and they had something to cheer for yesterday. Justin, by the way, our producer, said Todd Helton, the other
That's right,
SEC
from
player.
Tennessee. Todd Helton from Tennessee.
Who was the punter for Tennessee's football team.
How surprising is it, though, that SEC has produced only
Frank
two.
Frank Thomas and Todd Helton. Those are the only two. Interesting. Yeah. But let's hear from Tyrese Halliburton. We were just talking about him. And, you know, the one thing I've really enjoyed about Tyrese Halliburton, his answers to the media are really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I played a clip from him. Was it during the Knicks series? They lost game three, I think 106-100. And he played the clip. He said, we got to pick up the tempo. And lo and behold, they did. Game four sailed over the total. So let's hear from Tyrese Halliburton. Maybe he'll give us a little morsel of what we should look to bet in game three of the NBA Finals on Wednesday night. Let's hear from Ty.
Yeah, I think through the course of a series, even in the games that you lose, you know, you're trying to learn from them. You know, see where you can get better. So we had some success there. You know, me, you know, playing off the pitch a little bit more, flying around rather than, you know, if I'm in that high ball screen, which, you know, I feel like I am really successful at, that gives them a chance to really load up, pack the paint. They got a couple steals in there. I had some really dumb turnovers tonight. They're kind of showing like a soft blitz, sometimes a full blitz. They're giving me different looks. So I got to do a better job and just figuring out where I can be better. You know, and in that game in the second half, when you're down by so much, you know, you can choose to you know, just take the game for what it is and just be done, or, you know, try to continue to learn different things. So, you know, I think through the course of the series and already through these first two games, I'm learning, you know, where my spots are, where I can be better. You know, so we'll take the good and the bad, watch film, see where you can improve going into the next game.
Tyrese Halliburton has gone under as assist prop in both of these games. He's had a 6 assists in both games. Matt, 8.5 or 7.5 was where it closed last night. Also, for his point total, he's gone under in both of the games as well. He had 14 in game one. He had 17 last night. Right now, 17.5 juiced over for Tyrese Halliburton on Wednesday night.
I would expect him to show up in a big way on Wednesday night in game three, partly because Wes Reynolds is going to be in attendance help get the Pacers fired up, but also... Halliburton's one of these guys is, it seems, to have a hot game, then an off game, then a hot game. You know, he responds to his off games. Last night, I felt like he was sleepwalking out there a little bit in the first half. The Pacers did cut their turnovers down. Remember, they had 18, 19, or 20 in the first half of game one. Only 15 last night, but 5 of those by Halliburton.
Hey, folks, if you're betting on sports, why not try The Races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use the promo code VSIN200 to claim a 20% rebate on your first 60 days up to $200. Head to firstbet.com.
Shout out to Pimlico Frank Carulli, who was on the show with us Friday night. He does some work for First Bet and Express Bet. Pimlico Frank gave out the exact order of the Belmont finish, 2-7-6. Winners from Pimlico Frank on Monday, on the Friday night show.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Deep shot to center field, down in Durham, gone. 3-2, Duke Blue Devils have now taken the lead against the Murray State Racers, their first lead of the evening. Winner-take-all situation, final spot in Omaha to be had. Will it be the Cinderella Murray State, or will it be the Duke Blue Devils, who, by the way, have not been to the College World Series since 1961? Wow. And the Blue Devils hoping to get back there for the first time. And I'm not good with math. What, over, would that be 60 years, right? Quick math off the top of my head. Yeah.
1961?
Over 60
years. About 64 years since Duke. That's even before I was born. That's a long time ago that Duke was in the College World Series. VSIN's going to have a pretty impressive crew headed to Omaha this week.
Yeah. Stormy, JVT, Mitch and Paul will all be there. Jensen Lewis going to make some appearances, I believe. Matt Grissom will be boots on the ground. So we'll have our fair share of coverage live from Rocco's, the very famous bar with all the Jell-O shots. And I would imagine, Matt, it'll be a showdown between Arkansas and LSU, who will have the most Jell-O shots consumed. 2 years ago, when LSU won the College World Series, that was the team with Paul Skeens, who, by the way, whatever happened to him? Any good? Does he do anything?
Well, he's not winning much.
That's why.
He's been lights out. He's been one of the best pitchers on the planet, but the Pittsburgh Pirates can't win much when he starts, unfortunately.
He did win yesterday, but he didn't get the win. That's why the win statistic is one of the dumbest stats in baseball. But 68,000 was the number of Jell-O shots consumed by LSU.
68,000?
68,000, setting the all-time record. So we will see. They got their work cut out from them, but
how many Jell-O shots consumed by Paul Howard next week in Omaha? I'll set the number at 9.5.
I'll take over.
On Follow the Money, he said 10 per day. First of all, Paul is not a drinker, more of a talker than a drinker.
Well, I don't know. Look, I don't know. Anyone who's been to Rocco's, are these your Jell-O shots that I would imagine, if I had to guess, they probably have very little alcohol in them because they want more people to consume these Jell-O shots. You're not trying to have them hit the floor. So that would be my guess. So I'll go over 9.5. Wait, what we should set the odds on is which VSIN talent will consume the most Jello shots?
We'll go with Wilbo.
Oh, sure. Oh,
was, Derek Stevens, Wilbo. Those
I think
guys
they're
going to
be there
right?
the longest, so that might be a good bet there. Derek's not going to win. Yeah, I would say Wilbo. Wilbo, I like that bet. I would say he's the betting favorite. JVT's going to be leaving on Saturday. Wilbo and Derek get to stay till Monday. So I think it's a good bet. Jensen Lewis, huh? Eh, he's too much of a pro, Jensen, to get out there consuming all those. But maybe he'll be drinking because his Vandy boys aren't there. You know, he'll be trying to enjoy it for them. All right, we are yet to get underway. Florida and Edmonton. I want to do a quick update, Matt, of the betting market. Late under money coming into the market as we do the old live look over our shoulder here, Matt. Under now minus 130, so a move of 10 cents to the under, despite the fact, of course, that we have seen two overs hit in this series. So late under money hitting the market here at Circa, minus 130, plus 110 to the over.
Tim, I think it's going to be tough for the Oilers to get much against Bobrovsky tonight. I was talking about his numbers in the Stanley Cup final at home and how much better they are, allowing fewer than two goals per game. I just feel like this could also, once this, as the series progresses, a lot of times it gets tighter. Play gets tighter. It gets a little bit more defensive. I can understand under money in the market tonight. Major move on the side here at Circa, too. Florida dropped from minus 140 to minus 139.
Ooh, okay. Sharp.
Yeah. Get a one-cent move.
And you can no Breaking longer. News. You know what? It's those people out there who wanted that penny saved. They wanted plus 126, and you got it. It's down to plus 125. All right. Puck drop moments away in in Sunrise, as the Florida Panthers going to go off as a favorite here around minus 140 here at Circa, minus 139. College World Series berth on the line in Durham, North Carolina, as the Blue Devils of Duke just took a 3-2 lead over the Murray State Racers. That game right now in the bottom of the third inning. Live line has moved Duke out to a minus 395 favorite. Matt, after the first inning, total was 19.5. It is now 15.5 after 3.5 innings of baseball in Durham, North Carolina. So 3-2 the score there. Blue Devils with the lead. They are moving out to a pretty significant favorite. So if you think the Racers can battle back, plus 280. Not a bad price there on a game with a total of 15.5. Down one run, you can get plus 280 on the money line right now. Now, it is worth noting for those of you not watching it, Duke does have a man on first here in this fourth inning.
Yeah, I think that plus 280 kind of assumes like a half run for Duke here, right? So more than 3-2, it's kind of like 3.5-2. If you're doing the math, you got one out, runner on. But still, I think the value in a game like this would probably be taking a plus price. Ooh, almost had a pickoff at first place. First base, but I would think the little bit of value on taking the plus price with the dog, but nothing I would jump on right now with Murray State. Offense is kind of going cold since that first inning.
Around Major League Baseball, let's get you updated. A bunch of games going on here this evening. The Reds, Matt, had a solid weekend. The Cincinnati Reds did, and they are trying to continue that. They were a dog today against the Cleveland Guardians, and they now lead 5-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Reds over the weekend were able to get the clean sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks, 4-3, 13-1, and then 4-2. Right now, a 5-3 lead for Tito Francona's Cincinnati Reds squad, as they are now, from an in-game standpoint, a minus 308 favorite. Good one going on in Philadelphia. The Phillies have now taken the lead, Matt, and they have moved out to a significant favorite against the Chicago Cubs. 2-1 is the score there. And big news today for the Boston Red Sox, as their highly touted prospect is on his way to the bigs, but that has not helped them at least today.
Number one prospect in all of baseball called up by the Red Sox after they win 2 of 3 against the Yankees over the weekend. The Red Sox are not dead yet.
Roman Anthony hit a 497-foot home run over the weekend for the AAA Woo Sox, and he has now been called up. So the number one prospect in all of baseball. Very impressive there over the weekend. Just 21 years old. He was a second-round pick in 2022 and now up in the bigs. So a lot of excitement there, but hasn't led to results tonight, as it is 2-0 right now. The Tampa Bay Rays have the lead. And Roman Anthony is starting in right field. Ah, what a bum. 0-2, Matt.
Well, I saw odds out there around 50-1, 60-1 on Anthony to hit a homer tonight. And that has not happened yet, but that's the type of bet a lot of people like to make, right? Sure. Number one prospect in baseball gets called up, 50-1, 60-1 shot, why not? But so far, 0-2.
Yeah, 3-0 now. So the Rays have tacked on to that lead. Tampa off to a 35-30 start to this season. Matt, you said it yesterday. Paul Skeens went over his player prop or strikeout prop yet again. I believe that's 6 out of the last 7 games for Paul Skeens. The numbers we're seeing from Skeens are just remarkable. Unfortunately, if you are one who looks at the win-loss column for a pitcher, you would think that Paul Skeens isn't all that impressive, Matt, because he has all of 1 victory on the season. I'm just kidding. 4 victories on the season. 4-6 is his record, but the ERA at 1.88. This was a stat that I talked about yesterday on the VSiN Weekend Morning Line, and it still applies. There have been 90 occurrences all time, Matt, where a Major League Baseball pitcher had a sub-210 ERA and 80-plus strikeouts through 13 starts. Paul Skeens is the only one to have a losing record. No decision yesterday after 7 innings of 1-run ball, and that was an unearned run, so his ERA dropped to 1.88.
Yeah, it's a little bit disheartening, I'm sure, for Skeens not to get more wins. The Pirates need to pick him up a little bit with some run support, but this is sick. Last 7 starts for Paul Skeens, his ERA is 1.12, and he's got 1 win. That's just that's why it makes it so much more difficult to bet on Skeens, even first 5s, Tim, when he starts for the Pirates, because he's just not getting run support. And he's got to be near perfect to give himself even a shot to win a game.
I had Thomas Gable on the show yesterday morning, and Thomas Gable at the Borgata in New Jersey, Matt, their first 5 total was 3. Juiced under, and it came home. It was 1-1 after 5 innings. It was ridiculous what we saw yesterday.
Quick couple of updates.
Woo!
Here.
He made that catch.
Murray State with a catch at the wall. Duke has been close to blowing this game open with a couple of warning track fly balls here. Murray State hanging tough down 3-2. And a great save by Sergei Bobrovsky right off the bat. Oilers attacking Bobrovsky with a save. So scoreless. Obviously, 1 minute into the game, we've already had a bunch of action.
The Bob, man, he is something else. If you had checked out our VSiN betting splits, Matt, before you watched the puck drop here, you would have seen that 53% of bets, 78% of money were on the Panthers on the puck line, 57% of bets on the money line of the Panthers. You can get access to those betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber at vsin.com/subscribe.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, folks, he scored the game winner. And then 56 seconds into the game tonight, the vet, Brad Marchand, scores the game's first goal, 1-0 Panthers, 16:43 to go in the first period, Matt. The Rat gets it in first.
I call him Badass Brad, and he's one of the toughest guys out there. Big reason the Florida Panthers have had so much success the last 3 years, 3 straight Stanley Cup finals, and Brad Marchand gets the scoring going tonight. What'd you say, 56 seconds into the game?
56 seconds in off of
Stuart Skinner lets one in. Bobrovsky with another save on the other end, and I just think Bob's going to be tough to beat tonight. You look at the live line, plus 185. I think you said during the commercial break it peaked at plus 200 on Edmonton.
It was at 200. Let's see what it is right now this second. It's plus 185. So, yes, I saw it at 2-1. This is an interesting tweet I saw from Scott Seidenberg, who, of course, hosts this program on Wednesdays all over the network. And Scott, pretty sharp when it comes to hockey. And he said, Marchand Conn Smythe, very live right now.
I think
6-1 is the current
odds. I would make that bet.
Brad Marchand right now, 6-1 at DraftKings. It's up. It's a live market right now. Sergei Bobrovsky's 3-1, and Connor McDavid is out to +135. Of course, Connor McDavid won it last year. So here's an interesting note. I wanna take Ian Cameron, our guy. I'm gonna test his theory. He said, if you're able to kill a penalty, look to bet that team right after that. Edmonton right now on a power play, so we will see if Florida is able to kill this off and then maybe changes things up. But another penalty here, a lot of penalties. They've been calling this series pretty tight so far, Matt.
Well, if you're wondering what the power play does to the live line, during the commercial break, it was +200 on the Oilers. They go to a power play, it drops to +185, right? So, so far, Edmonton trying to kill this one off. I'm not sure what happened here. We got some sort of confusion during the game. Anyway, Edmonton right now +185, Florida -245. The total, 6.5, shaded over -160. So, Tim, here's another lesson about live betting. If you were racing to the window or jumping on the app trying to bet this game under right before it started, you had to wait 1 minute to get a much better price on the under. Now, you don't know how it's going to work out like that. You can't guess that they're going to be a goal scored in the first minute. But again, under 6.5 is now +120. What was it, -130?
Yeah, we saw late sharp action on the under at Circa, closing at $1.30 to the under 6.5. And yeah, as you mentioned, now 7.5, I believe, is the number.
Well, it's 6.5 now, but it was 7.5 briefly. Yeah.
So 6.5 under is +114. So yes, you could have got 7.5 if you're very quick to it. And the Oilers now 2-1 on the money line. So you got to wonder if the Panthers are, I'm trying to do the math here, going to kill this power play. Justin, our producer, just let me know that Brad Marchand was 18-1, Matt, to score the game's first goal. And Sergei Bobrovsky, man, doing his thing in net. He is he's impressive to watch. And when you can see a goalie like the Bob stand on his head, it's pretty tough to beat.
McDavid with a great opportunity right in front of the goal. Bob stops it, deflected out. Oilers have another chance. Man, they're really on the attack here on the power play.
Already 7 shots on goal for the Edmonton Oilers. But Brad Marchand scoring another goal, Matt. Wow. He has scored in all 3 games of this Stanley Cup final.
That's at 6-1. Bet it now, right? Because I don't think that number is going to hang out there too long. Brad Marchand, 6-1 to win the Conn Smythe, you would think is going to put you in a great spot here in this series, because if Florida wins it, I think Marchand,
he's got a shot. I mean,
he's got a great shot.
Certainly Sergei Bobrovsky is a guy that you would look at as well.
Bob, Bennett, or Marchand, right?
How about this, Matt? It just dropped. It went from 6 down to 5-1, as did Sam Bennett. So live market here. Marchand just went from 6 down to 5-1 to win the Conn Smythe. Sam Bennett went from 6 down to 5-1. And Sergei Bobrovsky actually rose from 3-4-1. So another live market that you can keep an eye on there as these games go on. And boy, oh boy, Edmonton's got their shots. But Sergei Bobrovsky, that dude is impressive between the pipes there, as it looks like Florida will kill off this power play. And they will keep their 1-0 lead as of now. Quick update, Matt, from the NCAA Baseball Super Regionals. Duke in the lead against Murray State, and a deep shot, but not deep enough. Man, they are having warning track power all over the place. A lot.
That's 3 times now Duke's hit a ball deep, but flagged down on the warning track or close to it. And still 3-2, Duke over Murray State. You know, the scoring has really slowed down here. We're talking about the live total of 1.19.5, and now all of a sudden it's a pitcher's duel.
And the live total, imagine having right now a 19.5 in your back pocket, as the live total is now down to 13. and a half. So it has moved quite a bit here.
We got 4-on-4 hockey here for 9 seconds, Tim.
Yep, and then Florida will be on the power play. So this is going to be quite the advantage as Evander Kane is called for a cross-checking penalty. So a mistake by the Oilers, and they have been peppering the Bob. And now the Florida Panthers up 1-0. They're going to go on the power play. Maybe this is the time, Matt, to look at Edmonton from an in-game standpoint, if you were to look that way. I know you had a gut feel that it would be at the Panthers' night.
Yeah.
So maybe
I didn't feel good about the Oilers tonight. You know, right now, Tim, I would not bet the Oilers. They're plus 210. You've got this power play for the Panthers, and Skinner has not really impressed me all that much in goal, to where you could be down 2-0 before this power play is over. And then what price are you going to be able to get with Edmonton? Yeah. Much better than plus 210. That's why I don't think I would take the 210 right now.
Yeah. 14:35 to go, first period, and right now, live line Oilers, who are down 1-0, 2-1 right now. The total was at 1.7.5, Matt, is 6.5 juiced over at minus -140 as you got that goal 56 seconds into the game. Man, it is, you know, it's for a Monday night, I got our eyes, our heads on the swivel here. I am excited for a late night game. In baseball too, Padres and Dodgers. That should be a fun one. So you've got a little bet on that one.
Talk about that coming up too. They just put a stat up on the screen that I cannot believe. Florida Panthers on the power play in the playoffs at home, 1-for-28. Tim,
wow,
1-for-28 on the power play at home. That's what, about 4%. And then you've got the Panthers on the power play on the road, 14-for-34. How can you be so bad at home on the power play and so good on the road? But anyway, that's Florida's got 120 left on the power play right here. Tonight, let's talk about the Dodgers and the Padres. I do like the pitching edge here for the Padres tonight, and hopefully they can get the bats going. Yesterday, Padres mustered only 3 hits. One of those was a home run by Manny Machado, and that was enough to win the game. But Dustin May goes against Nick Pivetta tonight, and I like Pivetta in this matchup. I have bet on Dustin May, but mostly at home. I don't like to back him much on the road. And how about these numbers for Nick Pivetta when he starts at Petco Park? 5-0, 1.69 ERA, and he's got a better than 10 strikeouts per nine. Nick Pivetta has been lights out of Petco, and I do like the Padres a little bit tonight. I bet him plus 115 against the Dodgers.
Looking over at VSiN.com, our guy Jonathan Davis, you know, similar to Ian Cameron, JD likes to throw out some bets, and he did have Brad Marchand over a half point for a quarter of a unit, and that obviously cashes because he scores a goal. So a good winner there for JD. Nothing like cashing a ticket 56 seconds into the game, and we will see here if the Edmonton Oilers can kill off this power play. 23 seconds to go, as we've already seen a couple of penalties, one by Florida, one by Edmonton. Edmonton unable to score, even though plenty of chances. And the Panthers were quite close. Look how close they were, Matt, to making it a 2-0 lead down there in Sunrise, but unable to do so. Live line still sits at 2-1 in favor of the Edmonton Oilers. Panthers at minus 270. So, yeah, a lot going on there in this one. Total is continuing to shrink down at 6.5, and it is now minus 105 to the under.
That's just the algorithm. You know, as more time ticks off the clock, the price is going to change a little bit, but I don't know. This game's got the potential to be so explosive. I did not touch the total tonight. I do have a small play on the Panthers, minus 135, and Tim, right now the price is double that, minus 270. At DraftKings.
All right. Hey, just a reminder, folks, you know, you might be coming out here to sign up for Circa Millions or Circa Survivor this summer. Well, they got a great deal for you here at Circa. It's called the All-In Summer Package, Matt. Two-night stay, $400, plus you get $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your own daybed at Stadium Swim. Head on over to CircaLasVegas.com now through September 4th. It is all in, $400, all of that for just $400. Not going to find a much better deal than that. 1-0 is the score. Florida Panthers with that lead. Brad Marchand scored the game's first and to this point only goal. That's Matt Newman. I'm Tim Murray. Give you some thoughts on what to expect in Game 3 of the NBA Finals on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Evander Kane not having the best start to his evening. Already two penalties by Evander Kane, Matt. He had the high stick while Edmonton was on the power play earlier in this period, and now another power play opportunity for the Florida Panthers as 52 seconds left on that power play. And we'll see if they're able to kill this one off like they did the last time. Live line has the Oilers out to a plus 220 underdog, and the Panthers, who lead 1-0 courtesy of that Brad Marchand goal, minus 298 on the money line. Interesting to note here, Matt, how about the total? It is back to minus 135 to the under 6.5, and 56 seconds into the game when they scored that goal, you could have got 7.5 under. It's the beauty of live betting.
One of the things jumping out to me here is that Sergei Bobrovsky, I said this, he's going to be hard to score against tonight. Edmonton's had a lot of – they've basically launched an assault on the goaltender and come up with nothing so far. What about Bob? He's been outstanding, and I think he's going to be – probably the difference in the series is going to be Brad Marchand and Sergei Bobrovsky when it's all over. Like I said, I got an Oilers series bet. I'm not as optimistic about the Oilers as I was when this began. It is, Tim, you just see the difference. And one team so much better defensively, and that's Florida Panthers.
The two penalties from Evander Kane, a cross check, and then he just was called for high sticking on Brad Marchand. So that is where we sit right now. The Oilers were able to kill that penalty off, Matt, 9:51 to go.
Crazy. It's crazy. The Florida Panthers now 1-for-30 on the power play at home in the playoffs? I mean, seriously, 1-for-30. That's crazy. And what I think it said there, 14-for-34 on the road. But 1-for-30 at home. And also, one other thing that's not being talked about. I know he's been playing great, and he's got 5 assists, but Connor McDavid has yet to score a goal in the Stanley Cup final.
He is still defending favorite to win the Conn Smythe for the playoffs MVP. He won it last year, even in the losing effort. Matt, let's get a quick update from the winner-take-all situation in Durham, North Carolina, as the Blue Devils of Duke trying to head back to the College World Series for the first time since 1961 against Cinderella Murray State.
Mm-hmm. Well, the story here with the live betting aspect is the total, Tim. The total has just dropped off the cliff. It was, what, 19.5 in the first inning?
It is now down to 10.5.
Wow.
Yeah, so we saw 3 runs in the first inning, and Matt, now we're what, in the 6th, I believe?
Yes.
3-2 is the score, Duke with the lead. So if you had under 19.5, you're feeling pretty good about where you sit, or you could set yourself up for a middle if you'd like and take an over here. But Duke now moving out to a minus 560 favorite as against Murray State. Duke.
Seems like a big number when you're talking about bottom of the 6th, a 1-run game. Doesn't minus 560 seem a little bit too high? But
it does feel a little bit rich. Plus 350 if you want to take Murray State right now, as that line has moved. The winner of this game will play UCLA on Saturday afternoon. Friday's games, Matt, Coastal Carolina against Arizona, Oregon State against Louisville. Those are the Friday games. And then the one that will be the most anticipated will get going on primetime Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern there in Omaha, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock local time. That'll be LSU and Arkansas.
Woo, pig suey. Yes. You ever do that pig suey chant, Tim?
Woo, pig suey. I was thinking about going down. Notre Dame goes to Arkansas this year, September 27th. They are right now in the game of the year market, I think a 13.5 point favorite at Arkansas. That is a juicy price for Woo Pig at home. And not sure when that game will kick off. That is September 27th is a very busy day. You've got Oregon State, Penn State, Ole Miss and LSU, Alabama, Georgia, and I would say on the next tier down, Notre Dame and Arkansas. Another power play for Florida, Matt.
How many power plays can Florida come up empty on tonight?
Goodness gracious. This
is the third power play of the first period, right?
Yep.
And 0-for-2 so far.
Too many men on the ice called for the Oilers.
What is going on with the Oilers? I mean, this is a very sloppy play for a Stanley Cup final game 3 that you need to win. Too many mistakes, but Florida Panthers have not cashed in on these mistakes. So let me ask you, NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the Pacers, or you got this over 5.5 games, or you got OKC in 6 or 7 like I do.
Yep.
Are you feeling better about – how much better about the Pacers do you feel as this series shifts back to Indianapolis tied 1-1? Because Pacers got what they needed. They stole a game in OKC. But, Tim, very unimpressive performance by the Pacers last night. So where do you feel like this series stands as it shifts back to Indianapolis?
So I do have – by the way, Florida was just called for a penalty as well. Ekblad was just called for a penalty. So now we got 4-on-4 hockey as Aaron Ekblad called for tripping. 1-0 is the score. Matt, I do have Oklahoma City minus 2.5 games. I feel better now that they've evened things up. Look, the Thunder are going to win the NBA championship. I do get the feeling, I'm going to toss it back to you. If the Pacers lose on Wednesday, does this thing wrap up in 5 games? Or do you look at this team?
No, I don't think so. I think the Pacers get one of the two at home.
I think that's the way that I feel.
I still feel like I did before.
Oklahoma City, by the way, 0-7 ATS on the road this postseason. Yeah. They have not been great on the road. Obviously, the number is always going to be high for this Oklahoma City team with the power rating as high as it is on them. Right now, Pacers catching 5.5 for game number 3.
I'm taking a 5.5. I'll have a little bit of play on the money line on the Pacers. And if they lose game 3, I'm going to come back with the same bet on the Pacers in game 4.
Yeah,
I feel like they're going to get one of the two in Indy. And I still feel confident in the way I predicted the series before it started. The Thunder are going to win this series in 6 or in 7.
Yeah, I think right now as I look at it, I continue to be impressed by Oklahoma City. You know, it was funny. Chris Massaro didn't tweet at all last night. That was interesting.
He was busy. He was at the Belmont.
He was at the racetrack over
the weekend, so he was busy with the horses and his buddy Paul Bovey and a lot of stuff going on out the track. So, plus, all the pressure's off. He had OKC to win the West. So when he cashed that futures ticket, you notice he just stopped tweeting. Didn't care.
He still was firing away, surprisingly, after game number 1. It was interesting to note. But I don't feel great about where I sit. I still think the Thunder win this series. I would look at probably Thunder in 6 now. I haven't decided if I'm going to dive back in. I think ultimately what I'm going to do, Matt, I did take Oklahoma City first half last night. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet for game 3, but I'm almost hoping that the Thunder take care of business in game 3, and then we can load up with Pacers in game 4.
Yeah, you could. I think you could. Also, 5.5 is a big number, isn't it?
It's a big number.
Mitch Moss, we were playing poker last night up at the Legacy Club here at Circa in the Greg Maddux event.
Johnny Gomes is there.
He was. And Mitch asked me, what do you think the opening number is going to be for OKC Pacers game 3? I said, well, probably somewhere around 4 or 4.5, and it comes out 5.5. So it surprised me a little bit that it's that high.
Hey, let's hear from Pascal Siakam, Matt, on what unfolded last night as the Pacers were held to 41 first half points and 107 for the game.
They've been aggressive. Like, they've been super aggressive on Tyrese for sure, but on everyone. I mean, they're ball pressuring. We got to be stronger with the ball. We got to find ways to still be aggressive and attack. And again, yeah, no, I think they're just being super aggressive. And I think it's not just Ty. I think it's everyone.
And we've seen that, Matt, through the first 2 games. Even though Tyrese Haliburton hit the game winner in game 1, the Thunder have done a tremendous job so far on Tyrese Haliburton. Mm-hmm. They have kept him limited to, you know, under his player prop in both games 1 and 2, both from points and assists, held to 6 assists in each games 1 and 2. And you do wonder if there's going to be a moment, game 4, I think it was against the Knicks, he had nearly a perfect game. He was unbelievable. He had no turnovers, 15 assists, 35 points, I believe it was. So do we see that type of performance either Wednesday night or Friday night from Tyrese Haliburton?
I would think you're going to have to see it Friday. You're going to have to see it Wednesday. If you don't see it Wednesday, you are going to see it Friday. You should see it in both games in Indiana, because Haliburton, to emphasize what Pascal Siakam said there, that they were not as aggressive as they needed to be, talking about the Pacers. I felt like he's talking about Tyrese Haliburton. Point guard's going to have to be a lot more aggressive if the Pacers are going to win one or both of these games in Indiana. That's the problem with Haliburton. Sometimes he disappears in games. Tim, last night when I'm watching the first half, where's the urgency? Where's the aggression? The Pacers didn't bring it last night, And obviously with the home crowd behind him in game three and four, I think you're going to see Halliburton and the Pacers play with more of that.
Folks, the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup, of course, they are here. We're watching Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final right now as the Panthers have a 1-0 lead. And ProfitX is offering the best odds all playoffs long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S. You'll be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against the sports books. Exchanges guarantee you the best odds by average of 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. Download ProfitX today. Use the code VSIN. Earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month.